الذريح تمبل فساد Eclectic design. خربت الذريح was established as a Nabataean village on a mountain slope overlooking Wadi al-Laban, a tributary of Wadi al-Hassa in southern Jordan. An outstanding temple with elaborately carved facade that stood up to 15 meters high was built in the village around 100 AD. The temple facade was designed according to classical fashion. It contained major constitutional elements of classical architectural order, but its decoration was not classical at all. Excavators found the temple in ruined heaps, but fortunately, they could recover hundreds of fallen stone blocks that enabled them to reconstruct major parts of the temple. The architrave of the temple facade stood around 10 meters above ground.
It was decorated with carved vines and animals
and had Medusa heads at the corners.
The frieze above had figures of the zodiac alternating with winged victories.
The discovered zodiac figures are, from left to right, Taurus, Gemini, figured as Dioscuri, Cancer, Libra, and a fragment of Aquarius Sagittarius. The others are very damaged or missing. At the top, the triangular pediment had sea centaurs, tritons, with long twisted tails, crowned by flying victories, and fishes at the ends. Standing eagles guarded the central figures, which were certainly the most important for the temple. Only fragments remain to indicate what these were.
A section of the head of a bearded deity,
possibly Hadad, Dushura, and fine cornucopia that suggest a female deity, possibly Atar goddess Al-Uzza. These two were the main deities at the nearby Nabataean temple of Khirbat al-Tanur. These discoveries in 1998 to 2001 generated discussions among scholars.
Is the zodiac depicted here a sign of an astral Nabataean cult?
Or does it represent the local adaption of the zodiacal calendar that was known in several contemporary cultures? Site, Khirbat al-Dharih near At-Tafileh. Period, around 100 AD.